Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. We have all council members present. The mayor is out tonight, sick, called in sick. We do need an excuse for him. So do I hear a motion to excuse the mayor tonight? Got a first, we've got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, this is the time for citizen input. This is time that we hear from anybody from our audience if they've got anything to say. We give you up to 5 minutes, and we would like you to direct your comments to the whole council, not any individual member. Okay, Sean? Please state your name and address for the record, please.
For the record, my name is Sean Bates. Those with hearing devices, can you hear good tonight? It's a new system. Good. Encouraging. This weekend, as many of you know, and being in the glass business, I'm sure one of the members of council knows that there was a spate of vandalisms on vehicles throughout town. One estimate was that between 2 and 3 dozen vehicles had either windows shot out of cars or tires slashed on their vehicles or both. And Sunday morning, when I found the back window of my vehicle shot out, I had the prompt reply from the Othello Police Department, which was nice. When I was talking with the officer, I've got his card here, I was telling him that I noticed the real estate sign out in the front of his house, and him being a family man, I said, are you guys wanting to do a two-story or go bigger? You know, they've got kids, they need room to stretch out. And he said, no, we're going to move out into the county. I said, how about that? And then I thought about that. And I want to bring to council's attention this opinion. We have, our council has, in recent years, allowed for, well, first off, every member of council has to live within city limits. It's part of the terms of service that you represent the people that are here. And I guess what I want to say in a nutshell is that we have adopted policies as a city that excuse or create allowances for folks that are on the city staff to live outside of the city. And I realize there are some things that are beyond the scope of council's control, but I want to ask council to please maybe keep in mind that those that are here to serve and protect us, or, you know, to serve us as the citizens, it gives me confidence as a person who lives here within city limits that the people who are responding share my concern for public safety, share my concern for property damages, and want to have a proactive solution for the problems that we've got. Thank you.
Any other comments from the Mr. Carter?
Hi, I'm Michael Crozier. I live at 625 11th Avenue North. Thank you, Chuck, for picking Santa Claus up and releasing him from his First Amendment rights to be garbage in the alley. The first thing I wanted to talk to you tonight was about the sound system. I sent a letter, you know, previously you'd asked me to do a third-party review of this, and I sent a email to your technician this week and asked for the original acoustic maps and everything else for this chamber. We do have a little better sound system. We can hear a little bit better, but we're still picking up a lot of 60-cycle hum and a lot of feedback across the headsets. Now, last time you were in chambers here, you set up a change order for 8 additional boom mics for yourselves, okay, for a total of 8. Well, had you done a systems analysis as to how you're going to use the system, you would have noticed that, like, when Larry comes here and does his presentations, he's walking around the room, he's using the boards. Eamon's walking around the room using the boards. You only got enough boom mics for yourselves. You didn't get one for the roving person here, and you didn't consider that these are electronic equipment and they need to have spares and backups, okay? So I'd suggest that you probably revisit that and that you take a look at what that change order is and maybe increase that to 10 additional ones instead of just 8 additional ones or 2 additional or whatever the number was that you got. But I would think that at minimum you at least need 2 additional ones over the number that that I figured out that you had written your change order for. The other thing is that with Larry here tonight, I would appreciate if somebody in a position of authority would direct him to come and take a look at the subsidence problem that exists in our neighborhood because of the defectively installed water lines, and have him actually determine what that cause is, and probably come up with some sort of document so that we can take that to our insurance company, and also determine what the fix is, because that occurred within the right-of-way, and I believe that there needs to be a bridging section built for that driveway that's independent of what goes on over the over the water line, and that's going to require a design and different kind of concrete construction than the rest of the driveway would. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Crozier, just for your information, we do have a, you want to get up the, we do have a mic, portable mic for anybody that would like to throw with that. Any other citizen input? To the agenda. I need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
First, so got a second. All in favor of the agenda?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
First, got a second by Dan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So passed. First thing on the agenda is 4.1, consideration for the Guama request. Paul Stoker.
I believe this is in reference to the letter we sent to the City Council about a month ago. Or less, and I think there's a copy in your, right there. The really quick explanation is the Groundwater Management Area Administrative Board and the County Commissioners responded to some requests to travel to Olympia on the 21st of February to support the next crucial phase in what's called the Odessa Special Study Project east of here, and replacing groundwater irrigation wells with surface water. The is described in the letter as a $32 million capital project, which would widen the East Low Canal from its current status to at least through the Warden area and maybe a little farther. So there will be myself and some county commissioners, citizens, and maybe a couple of landowners and representatives of possibly some cities, travel over there and meet with the decision makers that are responsible for this capital budget. And it was suggested at the meeting by the city mayor that was in attendance that because we had had contact with the 25 cities, that we send them a request if they would like to send a support letter with us. It would have significant effect. And that's the long and short of it.
Has the council got any questions for Paul while he's up here?
Back up, Paul. What he's talking about here a little bit. I think this is a good gesture because it kind of proves what Guam is all about, and it's and anything that we can do to help make this project become available for four of the areas, I think it's a good gesture. It'll take some of the pressure off of the Odessa Aquifer, and hopefully we'll get our surface water, and it'll help cities as well as the farmers, and I think Guam has done a great job as far as putting out a lot of information and whatnot, and all the help they can get in Olympia is appreciated.
I will comment that the main reason that was given by a variety of people for us to express our support of this particular project is that the Yakima Valley has a very well-organized water project group. I've been in Olympia very heavily with a combination of tribes and cities and counties and other stakeholders. And the capital budget chairmans are asking where are we? As we have not had delegations over there at all. And that's true. So, but the Guama has been over there every year, not specifically in support of Odessa special study, but it ends up being our primary discussion point while we're there. But this is just one for that purpose only, is to show support of the Department of Ecology, Bureau of Reclamation, Landowners Partnership to bring surface water to the replace the groundwater, and probably some significance to Othello in a variety of ways, both resource and economic. And we already have received several letters from cities. Any more questions?
More questions, Paul? Okay. Do I hear a motion for a letter of support for Guama and the Columbia River funding request?
Make that motion.
Also, got a first, got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous pass.
Final note. Office of Columbia River has provided at least $2 million to the East District for widening the East Low Canal, and there is some very active earth movers working these last 60, 90 days before the water comes in the ditch, widening sections of the canal from Interstate 90 down towards Warden as a note for you to just to be aware things are happening. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I go on any further, I'd just like to acknowledge Boy Scout Troop 803 here tonight. We thank you for showing up tonight. Is this part of an Eagle Scout? Or?
Just working on our citizenship in the community for the boys. And so attending this event, they'll take the subject that they like or haven't read.
Nice having you tonight. 4.2, consideration of Burke's refrigeration contract. Terry?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tonight we'd like to talk a little bit about renewing the contract with Burke's refrigeration for our electrical and our AC and some of our facilities. Last year I was good enough to hold him to $75 an hour. This year he's increased to $80. He does quite a bit of our work for troubleshooting our wells, our HVAC in this system here, for all of our buildings. We've got a couple wells that have AC in it as well. So what I did is I've worked out a plan with Mr. Burke for $80 an hour, and I've asked him if he would sign that contract for 3 years and hold him at that. So we've allotted $25,000 a year for his work performed in the city. Most of that comes out of the appropriate line item where the work is performed. So tonight I'd like to ask council to approve the contract with Burke's Refrigeration for 3 years for $80 an hour.
Any further questions, Secretary? Do I hear a motion to renew the contract with Burke's Refrigeration for a 3 year period? Do that.
I'll second.
Any second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So passed. Three, ordinance to amend the 2013 budget. Spencer?
Thank you very much. As you know, it's all throughout our budgeting process at the end of last year when we were preparing for the 2013 year, we had a water line improvement project that we had talked about quite a bit throughout the with the budget committees. This water line improvement project is the one that's over on Scutney Street. And we had talked about putting $440,000 aside or to build those dollars into the budget to fund this project. For one reason or another, this didn't make it into the final ordinance, the official 2013 budget ordinance. And so tonight we'd like to bring that forward for your consideration. In the meanwhile, we've received bids on this project, and the bids have come in quite a bit lower than what we had originally anticipated. Right now, it looks like we'll need $170,000, to fund this project. We've met with the finance committee meeting, and through that meeting, the suggestion was made to fund this project with REIT funds. We have the funds available, and so I put together an ordinance that would amend the budget to include these funds to fund this project. The $170,000 that would come from REIT, or the ordinance that I put together, has two different parts. One would be transferring the money from REIT into the water fund, and then the other side of the amendment increases the expenses in the water fund to actually expend the money for the project. And so that's the budget amendment that I propose for your review tonight.
Is there any further questions for Spencer? Okay, do we have a motion to adopt the ordinance change to the budget?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so passed. Okay, 2012 infrastructure, 4.4. 2012 infrastructure improvements, rebid. Terry?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Tonight we're going to bring forward to you the rebid for the infrastructure improvements, which is one of two of the Scutney Street project down here. We sent this out last year and the bids come in high, so we rejected them all, and Council Committee has asked that we go back out early in January and rebid these this project. So these bids have came back, and at the end of this presentation, we're going to ask Council to award the bid on this. But at this time, I'd like to turn the rest of this presentation over to Larry Julius, our city engineer, for explanation.
Good evening. On January 23rd, the city received two bids for the infrastructure improvements rebid. The bids ranged from about $121,900 up to approximately $146,800. The engineer's estimate was $150,780. The low bidder was Pegram Construction from here in Othello. We've checked his references. He has done work actually for the city before. We worked with him a number of times. He's not claimed any bid errors, and there's been no protests. We've checked to make sure he has all the proper licenses, and appears that he has the capability to do the work. Staff has recommended that the council award the construction to Pegram Construction in the amount of $121,941.44, and authorize the mayor to sign the contract. And if there's any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions for Larry? I just got one question, Larry, and that's, how much of a difference did it make in the bidding process from last fall to the spring?
Both projects combined, in comparison, about 16.5% less. About $142,000 less. So it was prudent to go out, separate the bids, so that a pipeline contractor was doing pipeline work and a paving contractor was doing the paving work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Larry? Okay, do I hear a motion to award the contract bid to Peckham Construction, the amount $121,941.44.
So moved.
Second.
Got a first and got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so then the notes passed. And I'm really happy to see a local firm get that. We get to keep some of those funds in the city.
You're a good contractor.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good job.
.5 2012 street overlay project. Again, Terry.
Good evening. This is the second part of this Scutney Street TIB program here. Project. This is a street improvements, which deals with strictly the asphalt and some concrete on ADA ramps throughout Scutney Street. So at this time here, I'll turn this over to Larry for the rest of the presentation.
Tag teaming you tonight. On January 31st, the city received three bids for the street improvements rebid. Low bid, Central Washington Asphalt in Moses Lake, bid $595,567.44. Second bid, Granite, $620,000. And then we had one from A&B Asphalt in Benton City of about $1.2 million. Estimate was around $605,000. We've checked the references for the low bidder. They have the capability of doing the work. They have all their licenses in place. And at this time, staff's recommending council award the construction bid to Central Washington Asphalt in the amount of $595,567.44 and authorize the mayor to sign the contract.
Questions for Larry? Do I have a motion to award the bid to Central Washington Asphalt Incorporated?
So moved.
Second.
Got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That's passed unanimously.
Thank you.
Department of Revenue Assessment. Spencer.
Thank you very much. Towards the very end of last year, we were contacted by the Department of Revenue regarding a potential refund of brokered natural gas tax that the city receives. This refund that they requested was to the tune of $137,000. The Department of Revenue had a couple different options for us to make this repayment. One was the just a one-time lump sum. Another was just a reduction of our monthly allotment for the first 6 months of this year, January to June. This was the first that we had heard about this from the Department of Revenue, and because it was such a large amount, we requested, first of all, just a stay of this repayment. So they granted us a one-month stay so that the first reduction of this the revenue source would happen in February. That gave us some time to look into this and see if the city actually does have to make this payment. During this time, we worked with a finance committee meeting. With the finance committee, we contacted our attorney. We contacted the Association of Washington Cities. We called other cities also to see if anyone had ever heard of this kind of thing. We were looking for a way that the city didn't have to make this payment, because it's a big payment. Or perhaps if there was a statute of limitations that might reduce the amount that we had to pay back. Long story short, it turns out that we do have to pay this money back. There's a state law that requires if a municipality collects this type of revenue, we have to contract with the Department of Revenue for them to collect the money, then it passes from them down to the city. The contract also says, it was a 1992 contract that we found. The contract also says if a refund is warranted, then the city then has to come up with the money for that refund. So we met with the finance committee again, and we came up with another option to hopefully mitigate the effect that this would have, or the impact to the city, as much as possible. So through that committee meeting, what we propose is an 11-month repayment of funds instead of the 6-month repayment. The six-month repayment of funds would take would be a reduction of about $23,000 a month of this money. If we stretch it over 11 months, it'd be just over $12,000, and that way we'd be done at the end of the year. We'd be able to start 2014 clear of this, and we were thinking that would have the least impact on the city. And so what we're asking of you tonight is to allow us to agree to an 11-month or to approach the Department of Revenue with an 11-month repayment option. And if they don't accept that, then we'll go back to the 6-month repayment option starting in February.
Spencer, can you give us a quick overview on how the overpayment was collected, or kind of give a little bit of the history?
Yeah, there's brokered natural gas. The tax that I'm talking about is the brokered natural gas tax that we collect. We collect about $40,000 a month. There's a local company here in Othello that made used some estimates in their calculation of this tax. Those calculations, or those estimates, by using those estimates, the company ended up paying more than they should have, and so they contacted the Department of Revenue requesting a refund of their money. And that's how we got involved.
Mr. Mayor, Spencer, could you also explain why it's beneficial to go out 6 or 11 months rather than pay it off immediately?
Yeah, there's no interest that's accruing to this payment. So if we pay it off all right now, there's no benefit to paying it off now, because if we extend it out over 11 months, we're not ultimately going to be paying more money. That's the bottom line.
And my understanding is that the portion that Department of Revenue withholds, that they are also paying
Yes.
their portion too.
Yes, the contract that I mentioned earlier requires the Department of Revenue to collect this tax and pass it on to us. They also take a 2% cut. I'm not sure what it's called, but 2% of that money is collected by them and kept by them as an administrative fee. We're not on the line for that 2%. We're only paying back the funds that we actually received, that the city received.
Okay. And since this is an old contract, 92, as Spencer identified, our attorney Anna and I and Spencer have been working on doing a new contract and presenting it to DOR, which we'll bring back to you if we're successful. There's no way for a city now to have a review time. As Spencer indicated, it's almost a whole year that DOR knew about it before we knew about it. We did not have an opportunity to review. We did not have an opportunity to rebut the request. So we want to build some safeguards for the city if DOR will agree to that. So that we're trying to fix it.
Okay, any further questions for Spencer? Okay, do I hear a motion to submit this proposal to the Department of Revenue for 11-month repayment?
I'll make that motion.
We've got a first by Gene. Second by Eugene. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous decision. So carried. Four point seven, consideration of coordinating with the Adams County for grass disposal. Ken?
Well, I'm going to try to give you a little update. I know we've talked about this two or three times. We talked about a workshop last week. We talked about it 3-4 months ago. We had a committee meeting, and we talked about it some more. And I think in the committee meeting, we kind of have a split decision. Do we or don't we? I think we should leave it up to council here to decide what they want to do. There's some pluses and there's some minuses in this. What the original intent was is to get rid of some of the problems with our grass clippings in our garbage. I know they had some fires out at the disposal site at Bruce in their containers, and the county said, well, maybe from the city. City says, no, it's not all our fault, and back and forth. I don't know whether they ever proved it or not. I know the fire department looked at it and thought that maybe it was due to leaving the containers out there too long in the time and the hot weather, and they caused the fires, whether that's what happened or not. But the idea is to get some of that grass clippings and garbage or out of our garbage and our totes from our individual pickups. And what's involved here, there's some grant money available, but it's a short period of time to be able to get that grant money, which is around the 15th of February. I haven't actually seen the issue as far as that grant money yet. But talking to Lauren, and we have discussed kind of the process or what would work, and he's come up with a container on a trailer that's got a lift on it that would pick up the totes. Totes would have to be there at that container, and then probably one of our public works, so it puts a burden somewhat on the public works to do this, and they would operate the machinery, so nobody as far as individuals would be doing that. The idea come up through our committee and other things. You've got some commercial haulers that dump things in everybody's dumpsters around town, even on the ditch banks and whatnot, just to get rid of it. So the thought was also that maybe this would take care of some of that problem. So you'd have to come up with a bigger container than your small totes. So they have another one, which is you can attach it to a forklift and pick it up, which would tie in with the bigger container to where you could, I think there's some pictures of that, Spencer, I'm not sure. Somewhere down the road there.
Yeah, is it on their spouse?
But anyway, this could work in conjunction with it. And the cost of these, I think what we finally derived at that particular dumpster, I don't know, that's turned sideways. I don't know where you can pick that around.
I can't join here.
But anyway, that one we thought was about $14,000, but we've got some new prices on that, and including the trailer and the container, that one's about $8,500. That one that you use for the forklift, that runs about $1,500, but it'd make a good combination together. Guys with bigger loads, they could dump it into this, and then the public works could pick that up and put it into the larger container. It would require a location, and whether we wanted to do it in public works, I know they don't have a lot of room down there, but it could be a possibility there or some other location. It just depends on whether we want to get involved, because technically you're starting a recycling program. Like I say, the grants are available. It would probably come through Adams County, and they would probably actually do the granting, but we would be required to give them the information on what we want to do, how our operation would handle it, and we would probably end up with about 25% on our side. The plus of it is your tonnage would go down as far as when our garbage collector picks up his garbage and takes it out to the Bruce site, the total tonnage would go down because you're taking everything. Where with the grass clippings, the yard clipping or yard waste would be a free dump. It would cost you nothing out there. So you get rid of that $70 a ton or whatever your price is. So what you pick up there would make up the difference of what it would cost the city or public works to do their portion of it. So it's kind of up to whether you want to get involved with this yet or just let it go by the wayside for a few more years or whatever. But there is grant money available. We could look into it and maybe apply for one. If we got it, we'll apply and then come back and then come up with a little more detail. Or we can just drop it and go from there. So.
Okay, any further questions? If we didn't go with this, would the county still pursue it?
Probably not. I know they're doing it in Ritzville. They've got a program in there. I think they've done it for about the last 3 years. But I think Ritzville itself more or less takes care of it and does it on their own. And between them and their garbage collector over there, they work together on it to make that happen. County might do it. I know they're going to do the same type of thing with paper and whatnot there. They're going to use basically the same trailer. That's why you've seen, if you read part of this material, it had to do with paper recycling and whatnot. And that was kind of the use that they were going to use this. They did say if this didn't work, that's probably what they would do with this trailer. They would take it, convert it over, and use it for paper recycling.
Okay, so what asking the council for support or to support the county to further?
That's basically what we need, yeah. Either we're going to support them or not, whichever way we want to go as far as the city's concerned.
Is there any other questions or comments from the council? I'd love to see recycling, but I don't know if we're quite ready for this one. I know some of the problems they had out there when the county decided to start pulling the garbage themselves. And the whole time Consolidated was out there and and hauling it, they never had one problem. And when the county decided to start doing it, they would let the container sit out there 5-6 days, and especially in the hot summer heat, start to it would start to collect a lot of heat and generate a lot of heat, and that's, I think, where the problem was. And when they started rotating a little bit, I think they took care of that problem towards the latter part of the season. I just don't know if a lot of our citizens are ready for this yet. I don't know if it would end up in that. The numbers that would really need to keep it active or keep it going.
As we were given to understand in the committee meeting also, the county hired more drivers so that the trailers are being dumped more often now, so that there probably will not be the problem that they had last summer with the fires.
Seems like to me that the discussion we had in committee was we might be better off to start with an education campaign and get people to understand what we're trying to do ahead of time before we go buy a bunch of equipment and then nobody's going to use it anyway. They're still going to dump it somewhere else. And I'd rather see us do something like that, find out a little more information. We did talk about where the commercial mowers, where they put their grass. What happens to that? They must have some place to put it because they got trailer loads of it. So I'm not sure, but I think we need to do a little more investigation into the whole thing. That's my feeling about it.
I think when we start looking at a recycling program, we need to start looking at a lot of other products for a recycling program and make it one big shot to work it in.
Thanks to Mr. Cato for all his work.
We did quite a bit of legwork. I know Lauren and I worked on this quite a bit, trying to come up with some ideas and thoughts, and finally got some pricing on it. I'm kind of the same way. I'm kind of sitting there in balance which way you go.
To amend OMC 2.4 Employee Recognition Program. Ian?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The question before the council tonight is, will you increase from $75 to $100 the cost of an employee recognition symbol such as a plaque? In 2002 was the last time council addressed this issue and set the limit at $75. The last plaque that we issued was to Mike Bailey, and the plaque was about $90, $14 to $15 over the $75 limit. So we are asking council tonight to approve an amendment to the OMC 2.40 and increase the amount from $75 to $100. And I want to thank Debbie for putting the agenda memo together because she was going to do this, and then I asked her if I could do it. So, anyway, she did the work, and I said the words.
Okay, any further questions for it? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adopt an ordinance amending the Opelo Municipal Code, Chapter 2.4, entitled Personal Regulations, Personnel Regulations?
I'll make that motion.
First, second, Charles. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So passed. Okay, is there any unfinished business tonight, council? Any new business? announcements. The members of the Park Committee, Gina, Charles, Mark, will be meeting at Public Works tomorrow at noon. The meeting is regarding the Youth Soccer Association. Then also the members, again, of the Park Committee, Gina, Charles, Mark, will be meeting at Public Works on Thursday at 8 a.m. The meeting is regarding youth baseball and the high school tennis team. Okay. Okay. And then council members Kincaider and myself will be leaving tomorrow for the AWC Legislative Action Conference. So if any council members have anything that we'd like to pass on, please let us know before tomorrow. Okay, any other business before the council tonight? Okay, meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, Anna.